Right, where are we at? We're going to crack on with this little series thing we've been looking at, guys, in Matthew chapter 5. We got as far as the baskets last week, so that's part 3. It's a little 6-part series we're in the middle of. So I'm just going to read the just going to read verses 14 to 16 in Matthew chapter 5 again, just to give us a bit of context, and we'll crack on. So this is what Jesus said to his mates on top of a mountain a long time ago. He said, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." And the way we've sort of gone through this is we started off by looking at the light of the world, and like that's kind of a massive thing. You know, God has called us to be a light to the whole like world, which is quite a massive sort of vision, quite a massive mission. Then like the second thing we looked at was he called us to be a city on a hill, which is still quite big, you know, still quite a big sort of like, you know, broad scope about the city on a hill being a light, I guess, essentially to the community or to the nation. And then he goes on about the lamp in a house. So he's gone sort of world, city, house. So I love how Jesus has called us to be a light to the world, and he